95.9 The Legend. That's the late Joe Diffie. He passed away yesterday from complications of the coronavirus. The family announced it on Friday that he had the virus, and then yesterday he passed away. So we hate to hear that country legend Joe Diffie has left us at the age of 61. All right, we're going to change subjects right now. We have a very special guest in the studio with us this morning. I posted that on Facebook a couple of times over the weekend, that Mayor Duke Bennett from the city of Terre Haute is here. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Barry.
Thank you for being here. We do appreciate it.
No problem.
And, well, I was just going to say, there's a lot going on right now. I'm sure you have a lot to talk about.
There is. This is just a pretty crazy time, I think, in all of our lives. You know, when I first took office, we had the flood, the 500-year flood. And now we've got this coronavirus that, you know, I don't think anybody really ever expected to be anything this significant. And, you know, and it's just since January, as we've all been kind of watching it kind of over there in China and working its way this direction, you still didn't think it was going to be this bad for us. And yet today, here we are with lots of people, lots of major cities having serious problems. You know, luckily around here, it's not too bad yet. And I think the key to that's going to be this social distancing, you know, just people not spreading it. That's
exactly
going to be the key for it not to be bad in Terre Haute area.
Yeah, stay over there.
By the way, we are a good distance apart here in the studio this morning.
Now, with that said, though, that has still put the brakes on a whole lot of stuff. I mean, 2020 was set to be an excessively busy year that we were going to have to struggle just to keep up with in Terre Haute, and now it's all stopped.
Yeah, you know, you can look at that as – sometimes you like when things are spread out a little bit, where you got a few things going on at once that are big, but this year was really lining up to be more than significant. I mean, it's going to be a huge year for us, and I believe these projects are still going to happen, but they have slowed down. There's no question, for a variety of reasons, and including this coronavirus. Even though people are available by phone and by video conferencing, you know, I think everybody's still trying to take care of their families and do that kind of stuff too, and so they're available, but they're not. As you know, it's still a challenge for us to get people together. And so, you know, from the police station to the convention center to the casino, with being three of the biggest ones, we're still having discussions. We're still doing things with it. But to actually get, you know, the shovel in the ground kind of a thing, we're just not quite there yet.
Yeah. Is that even going to happen this year at this point? I know it's a guess to do that.
Sure. But I'm still feeling pretty good about it. I would have thought we'd have had some underway now. And so, once again, a variety of reasons are doing that, but I really believe even if we have another month or so of kind of getting through this virus, we still have plenty of time to get some things done. But, you know, we're going to be halfway through the year before we know it, so we're going to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. Convention center, as far as that goes, coronavirus or not, there is still a little bit of a hiccup there as to where we're going to park people if the thing even gets built.
Yeah.
So what's up with that?
We are, you know, we've working with the school corporation to see if we can acquire their property. We should know something here the first part of this week. If that doesn't pan out, then we've got plan B and plan C. So we're going to get it going. I just don't know what it's going to look like for the parking perspective yet. We got two or three options we're exploring.
Was that parking garage kind of a surprise that it wouldn't work?
The cost. We, you know, the engineering estimates, usually they're pretty good about that. They were right on the building and on the four-story parking garage. They were just off on that one because typically parking garages are kits. They're concrete walls, and you put it together. This one has to be built and poured by scratch. So because it's smaller, it's not a standard size, it has to be a lot taller on the first floor to be able to get semis and things in to make deliveries and trash trucks. And so it came in several million dollars over the engineering estimate. And, you know, I mean, just one of those things that I guess we all learned from that. And so we just don't have an extra $3 or $4 million to throw into that garage. So we're looking for a less costly solution. If we can buy the school corporation building, we'll save about $3 or $4 million and be able to get the parking right across the street and get the convention center going. Mm-hmm. Then we can come back later and see if we can do something different with the parking garage, maybe in a different location or something that we can explore to still get that done and not have to leave that corner as surface parking in a building in the middle.
Coronavirus in the casino. Yeah, the coronavirus, I'm sure, is probably affecting that a little bit, but we've still got to get the gaming commission to even sign off on who's going to get the license.
Yeah, you know, and we haven't had any official word from them yet, but I'm confident that it will get taken care of. It'll get resolved. And it'll move forward. And so there's no doubt in my mind that project will happen. just going to be a few months. They originally wanted to break ground in April, so my guess is it's probably going to be a few months down the road.
Terra Police Station, you guys have already got control of that building, the old Tribstar building, right?
Not yet. We don't have control quite yet. We're still finalizing an agreement. So hopefully,
I forgot. It's really not yours yet. It belongs to Garmung, and they're working it over.
They came back with a proposal to do the build-out. We made some changes to it. We're kind of just negotiating that part and finalizing a lease-type agreement for that, which we'll get done very soon.
So with other events coming up this year, how anxious is the city administration about the different events that happen every year?
You know, there's going to be quite a few of them that are going to be impacted by this. Mm-hmm. Some things you can reschedule and some things you can't. So like Special Olympics, for example, we don't know if they're going to move it back, or things will be okay, when we get to June. There's just a lot of unknowns, and all those things have a huge impact on hotel rooms and food and beverage tax and all the, there's just a really trickle down effect right now that it's not a very positive thing to talk about. Hopefully, if we can get through this in another month or so, get things going again, we'll be able to get back up to full speed, but we're going to lose out on, several months of people working. I mean, that's a real key for folks are going to be behind and us to be able to get revenues coming back in the community.
You know, the police department and the fire department work with the public every day. Mm-hmm. What kind of precautions have they taken because of this virus?
They've taken quite a few. A couple of examples, like we don't transport prisoners in a lot of our police cars like we used to. Mm-hmm. An officer would come and transport them. We're using our paddy wagon, if you use the old term of that, our transport vehicle that. So we've got an officer that drives around and takes people to jail. And they've got equipment and things they need, clean their cars and all that. We've got masks for the prisoners, as an example. On the fire department side, they've got all the gear they need. We haven't transported too many people to this point that have the symptoms. But it's just a process of trying to protect both our people and the public. And then when you get them to the hospital or wherever they're headed to in that case, that they're picking them up and then doing the things they need to do to protect their staff. And so, it's a challenge, but our guys and gals are up to that challenge. They're, it's stressful. I mean, nobody wants to be exposed to it and carry it home to their family.
Right.
And so I applaud all those, healthcare workers and public safety folks that just have to go do their job. They just have to be out there and be exposed to it.
I saw the video of the little parade through Union Hospital's driveway there. That was pretty cool, yeah.
You know, little things like that go a long way. Everybody's pretty stressed out right now. They've worked a lot of hours already. And hopefully, you still hear that the worst is yet to come.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not that bad around here, but you just wonder about people are going to be, they're tired, they're exhausted mentally. It's just a really unique time.
One more thing. You mentioned food and beverage tax. For the first time in years, probably about 80-90% of Terre Haute is learning what it's like to eat at home.
Including my family.
Yeah, but I mean, that's having a huge impact. I mean, okay, the drive-thrus are still open and they're doing delivery and that kind of stuff. So it's not like the restaurant industry is gone, but it is taking a huge hit.
Absolutely.
Which that means tax revenues from food and beverage are taking a huge hit too, right?
So one thing that was positive, we were exceeding expectations prior to this coronavirus. So we've set aside a little bit of money, several hundred thousand dollars more than we thought we would collect. So as long as this doesn't last too many months, we should be okay. But I think there's a lot of unknowns out there.
I really feel bad for some of the small restaurants, the mom and pop restaurants.
It'll be tough for them. Their employees are going to have to go do something. Yeah. And, they still have bills to pay. They've got rent or, business loans. And, life goes on for them, but they don't have any revenue maybe just a few carryouts. So I'm hopeful this ends quickly so people can at least, have a chance to be successful still.
Well, Mayor, thanks so much for coming over and talking to us this morning, kind of bringing us up to date on what's going on in town. And stay safe.
So you too. And just, we're going to get through this. We really are. You guys stay safe too.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Duke Bennett, the City of Terre Haute.